Hello and welcome to the first in a series of audio broadcasts from Cypher Health that are part of our exploration into the roadmap to recovery, a look at the future of healthcare as we begin to emerge from the COVID-19 crisis and consider its impact on patients, staff, facilities, and our communities at large. I'm your host of Roadmap to Recovery, Mahana Barbadillo. I've been with Cypher Health, the leading provider of technology solutions for patient engagement and communications, since 2017. And in this time, I've had the greatest pleasure of getting to know and working alongside today's speaker, our co-founder, Alex Henyos. Since the day I met Alex, I've been in awe of his unique abilities to absorb and synthesize trends from all corners of healthcare. Alex has effectively harnessed these insights as fuel for innovation in building our company into what it is today. So let's take a few minutes to hear from Alex and get his take on the future of healthcare for the remainder of 2020 and beyond.
I'd certainly say that healthcare has changed forever. And you know, when I think about how it has changed or what's going to happen, I honestly don't see massive swings or brand new trends that are emerging. I'd say what's happened is in healthcare is there has been one new kind of trend that's emerged, and that is driving every other trend that exists within the healthcare ecosystem. And it's generally just around pace. So I think most folks know that healthcare is pretty much the last industry to digitize itself, and it kind of did that kicking and screaming. It's generally a fairly slow industry to adopt new things. It's a fairly slow to change type of industry. You hear different quotes all the time of like healthcare is 20 to 30 years behind the rest of the world in terms of like modernizing their technology and their infrastructure. I think this pandemic has forced that to do a complete 180, where the acceleration and the pace of change within healthcare that people have demonstrated is truly incredible. I don't see that acceleration or the pace of change slowing at any point in time. And really what that is going to do is it's going to quicken the pace of all the other trends that everybody has been kind of following within healthcare. The trends that I've been following in healthcare are certainly consolidation of hospitals, health systems, consumerism, telehealth, AI, machine learning, ancillary technology, wearables, those types of things. These are all trends that have been kind of slowly piddling along for the last few years. And you can see through this pandemic that people had set out to do or set as a five-year goal on the telehealth side of the house. It has been accomplished in a matter of weeks. And this whole idea of change management and the inability to get physicians to want to transition from the kind of face-to-face visit in the office to a telehealth consult and how hard that was going to be, folks were able to do that in a matter of weeks. And I see that overarching acceleration trend really driving the pace of every other kind of like sub trend within healthcare. So, you know, on the consolidation front, I think there was a lot of consolidation for the last 3 years, mega health system mergers. I think that's going to continue and quicken. And it's really going to be the health systems that have those strong balance sheets, those strong name recognition that are going to gobble up those smaller systems, and the strong will get stronger and you will have these mega systems emerge out of this crisis. I think, you know, for telehealth, that is obvious. For those that have experienced a telehealth visit, it's amazing. It takes a fraction of the time and you can still do a majority of the same type of work and same type of care and get the relative experience of being in a physician's office. Once enough of the population sees what that actually is like, I don't see that ever reversing course. If anything, it's only going to accelerate. If legislation changes and CMS starts pulling back on some of the leniency that they've allowed to all these telehealth codes, I could see that potentially slowing the acceleration of the shift towards telehealth or on the same front. I could see certain restrictions on the consolidation of health systems certainly slow that pace or slow that M&A activity. But right now, all signs are pointing to a quickening of adoption for pretty much every trend that I just mentioned. They certainly anticipate that in whatever comes next, right, whatever legislation or reform or maybe led by the companies, led by the industry, there will need to be some kind of like true portability of this data that's easy enough that most people can benefit from it. Because right now it's just way, way, way too challenging to have control of your own data, and then certainly very challenging to share your data with all interested parties that you would want to have access to it. On the metrics of how we measure health systems and overall care providers, I generally think the metrics were leaning in the right direction. Penalizing hospitals for all-cause 30-day readmissions, generally a good concept, probably needs some tweaking. Overall, the patient experience being something that health systems and care providers should care about makes a ton of sense. I think the way in which we go about improving those metrics is going to change drastically. What we've found is there is a completely new tool set, telehealth being one of the tools, that can be utilized to deliver a different type of experience, and I would argue a better experience for patients. And what was always really challenging was managing change at a health system. There were so many roadblocks thrown up in terms of advancing the ball on these types of initiatives. And after you kind of crossed all those roadblocks, the last one was always like, I don't think our people are ready for this. I don't think I'm going to be able to convince them to do this. I think what this pandemic has shown is the workforce within healthcare is a lot more flexible and a lot more capable than any of us ever really thought. And the advancement that's going to happen is derived from this is going to be pretty incredible. COVID has been able to kind of bring to the forefront our capabilities as an organization and where our strengths really lie. What we're really, really good at is kind of like transactional communication. Delivering a message or pulling out discrete pieces of data from a patient via various modalities. That's kind of been core to our success. And I'd say a degree of adaptability, our ability to kind of like change on the fly and be really speedy in terms of our response to previously client needs and this time the market orientation and just all the situations that were going on with COVID. It has been a very, very fluid situation over the last 3.5 months. The very first program that we launched for our first COVID client on February 4th was outdated by February 6th. And our ability to kind of adapt and be flexible and change with this evolving situation has kind of highlighted what we do as an organization. I'd say many of the kind of like novel COVID solutions that we have deployed over the last 3 months have certainly been driven, at least in part, by our health systems. I think historically, we've thought of ourselves as a patient engagement company, and that has created somewhat of a narrow view as to who we're actually serving. I think something that has been brought to light through this pandemic is the idea that we are all patients in one form or another. So having our partner health systems come to us and ask for solutions that were very clearly oriented, not around our traditional view of a patient, but in their perspective, their staff members, which they were just really trying to keep out of the hospital so that they did not acquire COVID and so that they could continue to perform their function, has been something that was unique and novel to us. Staff rounding is a component of our platform, but utilizing outreach to engage staff members and screen them for coronavirus symptoms is certainly not something that is within our core repertoire, not something that we were out there marketing prior to this pandemic, but something that our health systems asked us to configure on their behalf. Amazing to kind of see that response and how that has progressed over the last 3 months. And I think what led to our growth and our ability to deliver value for our customers. I always thought that we were really, really kind of like fantastic at active listeners. We didn't go into any kind of like client relationship or client partnership with an ego or a sense of pride around what we thought was correct or what we thought was the right way to do something or what we wanted to build. We were always very, very amenable to kind of like changes and truly creating a partnership, certainly with those early customers. But it's actually something that I think we've done a really good job of maintaining in kind of our ethos and our culture even till today. So I would call that active listening, and then subsequently the flexibility to act upon it has certainly been critical to our success. Another thing that's been really, really crucial to our success over the years has certainly been the ability to stay very mission and vision driven and oriented. We always talked about the biggest detractor to Cypher and our biggest problem, the thing getting in our way, is that there are too many things that we'd like to say yes to, too many ideas, and developing the skill set around saying no and understanding why no is the correct answer and how to stay on that path around patient communication and care coordination has been something that's really, really kind of driven our long-term success. It would have been very easy to kind of get sidetracked and chase the next contract or chase the next large logo. But I think we did a tremendous job at fulfilling all of our partners' needs within the realm of communication. And the advancement that's going to happen is derived from this is going to be pretty incredible. So I've got a lot of optimism around the healthcare ecosystem's ability to handle what's coming and what's the type of healthcare system that we're going to have post-pandemic.
Wow, some really uplifting news from Cypher Health co-founder Alex Henios on the future of healthcare in a post-pandemic world. You can visit our website at www.cypherhealth.com for great content as we embark on the roadmap to recovery together. And to share your own thoughts on this series and where we're going as an industry, you can always email us at stories@cypherhealth.com. And I think we can all use some more good news, so I just wanted to reiterate some of the trends we just heard from Alex. First, we're already seeing how telehealth is reshaping the healthcare landscape with respect to improving patient access. And because of this, telehealth is likely here to stay for the foreseeable future. Alex also shared with us how consolidation, consumerism, and improving how we measure performance will all be key trends impacting healthcare providers. These trends require new tool sets for delivering better experiences for both patients and their loved ones, as well as the staff serving those patients, which make technologies like automated outreach and rounding tools particularly useful in a modern healthcare environment, especially with some bells and whistles like AI and machine learning baked in. And of course, the predominant trend affecting really all of us in healthcare, an increasingly rapid pace of change, which in some cases may be long overdue. So we're going to continue watching this space and glean further insights from our Cypher Health executives and other industry leaders throughout this series. So until next time, I'm Ahana Barbadillo from Cypher Health. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon.